Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 83. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 46. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 70. 67 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 67.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Kansas is sending 25 linemen to Florida to help restore power after Hurricane Milton.
Kansas Municipal Utilities organized the effort, reaching out to over 10 Kansas communities to gather the crew, including several from Pratt. Greg Dumars, project manager.
And they will be responding to the city of Orlando to help in their restoration process in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton.
The linemen arrived Thursday night and will repair power poles and run new lines where necessary. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This week, the teacher, licensure director for the Kansas State Department of Education, told the State Board of Education Kansas currently has over 1,900 open teaching positions. According to the United Teachers of Wichita president, many of the teachers are leaving the profession due to low salaries, burnout, and lack of support. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Get ready for the ultimate aerial thrill. Thunder over the Heartland Air Show. Presented by CoreFirst Bank and Trust. October 11th through the 13th. Experience heart-pounding excitement with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbird and world-renowned aerobatic star Rob Holland. Don't miss the spectacular night show with Nathan Hammond lighting up the sky with fireworks and pyrotechnics. Sparks will fly and the sky will shake at this incredible three-day event. Get your tickets now at thunderairshow.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansans have until Tuesday, October 15th to register to vote, as voter registration closes 21 days before Election Day. Kansans can register online with the Secretary of State and Department of Revenue, mail in their registration in English or Spanish to their local county election office as long as it's postmarked by October 15th, or register in person at their local county election office. And if a voter is currently 17 but will be 18 before the day of the general election on November 5th, they are able to register. If you're already signed up, Kansans can check on their voter registration status at the Secretary of State's website, sos.ks.gov. Anyone living in Kansas can register to vote in Kansas elections, regardless of how long they've lived in the state, although Kansans with federal or state felony convictions are not allowed to vote and should not register, and photo identification is required for all in-person voting. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are searching for talent to participate in the virtual job fair that's hosted by Kansas Works that takes place next week. The job fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day, starting Monday, October 14th, and ending on Friday, October 18th. Tolan said as the holidays are approaching, it means businesses are needing additional hardworking staff to keep up with the upcoming busy seasons. So whether you're looking for a seasonal or permanent job, there are plenty of options for full-time and part-time positions all across the state. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in, and job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And for more information and to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. This time of year marks the period when vehicle deer collisions increase, and Kansas roadways are no exception. So that's why the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the Kansas Turnpike Authority, and AAA Kansas are offering helpful tips to assist drivers as they navigate Kansas roadways, including what to do if motorists have a collision with a deer. While the vast majority of vehicle deer collisions do not result in serious injury, data collected by the Kansas Department of Transportation indicates that in 2023, 7 people were killed and 658 were injured in collisions involving deer. To avoid incurring costly vehicle repairs or worse, state experts have offered some helpful safety tips that include to be especially watchful at dawn and dusk when the deer are more active. If you see one deer, you should expect others, as deer seldom travel alone. Be extra vigilant and reduce vehicle speeds near wooded areas or green spaces, such as parks and golf courses, and near water sources such as streams and ponds. Deer crossing signs show areas where high numbers of vehicle deer collisions have occurred in the past, so be extra cautious in those areas. Do not swerve to avoid hitting a deer. The most serious crashes can potentially cause you to lose control of your vehicle, leave the road, or veer into oncoming traffic. Always wear a seatbelt and use appropriate child safety seats, as these are the best defense in any collision. Use bright headlights when there's no oncoming traffic and scan the roadways ahead for the reflective eyes of deer. If a collision occurs, move your vehicle to the shoulder of the roadway, if possible, and call law enforcement, and remain in your vehicle with your seatbelt fastened, because if a secondary collision would occur, motorists are better protected when inside their vehicles and properly restrained. To remove a deer carcass or any part of a deer from a collision site, a salvage tag must first be obtained. And salvage tags can be issued by Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks game wardens, sheriff's deputies, or Kansas Highway Patrol troopers. This fall season, remain as safe as possible in your vehicle by staying alert, slowing down, and eliminating distractions while driving. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As cold and flu season approaches, Norton County Hospital and Clinics is here to keep you healthy. Follow these simple tips to stay well. Wash up often and scrub hands for at least 20 seconds. Cough into your elbow to prevent spreading germs. Avoid sharing food and utensils. Get the shot. The flu vaccine is your best defense. Keep your distance from anyone who's sick. And if you're feeling unwell, stay at home and recover. Stay healthy and enjoy a flu-free season.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on October 8th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Amy Levine. The members present included Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Dale Jacobson, Jerry Jones, Aaron Hale, Sam Nicholson, Julie Peterson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant, and one member of the public. And the September meeting minutes were approved. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board that the child care meeting was held at the Heaton Building with good attendance, and subsequently an assessment was being made available to the public through social media and flyers that will be posted throughout the community with the QR code, sending residents to the site. The survey will conclude on the 19th of October, at which time it will analyze and report the data. Regarding the East Site development, Dallas notified the board that they have received RFB packages from their engineers and they're being distributed. He said they expect to have them back to review for their November board meeting with a goal to break ground by the spring of 2025. An RHID plan to increase beautification efforts was also discussed, but no action was taken, and additional conversations were held regarding the finalization of NRP parameters for the county program. The director then announced that the previously proposed elected officials' workday had been scheduled for October 23rd, and Dallas introduced and welcomed the new Lenora representative, Julie Peterson, to the board. James Maru, the Norton City Manager, was in attendance and asked the board if he may nominate Dallas for a blight planning task force that was being assembled to address some properties within Norton, and a motion was made and approved by the board. Additional discussions were then being held regarding a blight planning committee, and formalized process to help remedy residential blight. Finally, the director updated the board on this year's Young Entrepreneurship Challenge, advising of his visits and engagement with participating students. He asked the board for approval to seek grant assistance for the program from the Norton County Community Foundation, and a motion was made and approved. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:04. The results for the Norton Blue Jay cross country team at the Phillipsburg Invitational MCL meet that was held on Thursday, October 10th, includes the girls' team results, with Norton placing first with 12 points and Hoxie placing second with 24 points. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed third, Kaysen Miller placed fourth, Savannah Rumback placed eighth, Cassidy McLean placed ninth, Lorelei Granberry placed 14th, and Natalie Simmons placed 27th. The boys' team results include Hoxie placing first with 15 points, Norton placing second with 40 points, Oakley placing third with 57 points, Colby placing fourth with 62 points, and TMP placing fifth with 65 points. And the individual results for the Norton boys: Tyler Stewart placed sixth, Max Carter placed 10th, Elvis Green placed 14th with a personal record, Jace Bailey placed 20th, Brexton Eisenhagen placed 26th, Noah Lanier placed 31st, and in junior varsity, Michael Urban placed 2nd. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA is out with a new agriculture trade update. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
USDA economist Bart Kenner works in Kansas City, where these days there is a lot of talk about sports, and he talks sports all the time. Exports, ag exports.
Very clever.
Thank you. Bart's out with the trade numbers for the first 11 months of this 2024 fiscal year, October through August, and it boils down to this.
Agricultural exports were $161.3 billion. Down 3% from the previous year.
Which is not too bad a performance, especially considering this.
We are seeing sustained or even increased export volumes, but the value of those exports has been decreasing, and so we see a decrease in the total value of agricultural export.
And while the value of U.S. ag exports is falling, the value of imports coming into the U.S. is continuing to grow. It's up by 5%, creating an ag trade deficit of over $27 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
As a rapidly increasing number of California dairy farms suffer outbreaks of H5N1 bird flu, industry experts say it remains unclear just how the disease may affect the nation's milk supply or pricing. Now, as of yesterday, the nation's largest milk-producing state had reported 100 outbreaks in dairy herds, nearly doubling in the span of a week. The LA Times reports that there have also been 3 confirmed and 2 presumptive cases of human infection. All 5 cases were among Central Valley dairy workers who had no known connection. Overall, there have been 300 cases across the United States of HPAI fine and dairy cattle in 14 different states. This is the
Get ready for the ultimate aerial thrill. Thunder Over the Heartland Air Show. Presented by CoreFirst Bank and Trust. October 11th through the 13th. Experience heart-pounding excitement with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbird and world-renowned aerobatic star Rob Holland. Don't miss the spectacular night show with Nathan Hammond lighting up the sky with fireworks and pyrotechnics. Sparks will fly and the sky will shake at this incredible 3-day event. Get your tickets now at thunderairshow.com.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Way above average daytime highs today and again tomorrow. Then we get a cool down across the state on Sunday. Dry cold front is set to drop in Saturday night. That'll be followed by a batch of cooler air, and that'll back Sunday's highs down into the 70s and low 80s. A few spots will likely hit 90 or slightly over today and Saturday. Rain chances will be very low through the weekend, even as that cold front moves in late Saturday. We have dry air in place. There just isn't enough moisture to get any precipitation going. No big changes on the dry conditions until well into next week. On the map heading into this afternoon, a weak cold frontal boundary is over northwest Kansas, so our far northwestern counties may be slightly cooler today, but way above average for most of the state. Upper level high pressure is over the central Rockies. We have dry air circulating into Kansas from the southwest. We'll get sunshine today, 80s statewide and a few low 90s possible, especially in our southern counties. A frontal boundary will be over central Kansas overnight, so it will be slightly cooler in the northern and western counties, mostly in the 50s. Saturday looks like another very warm day, highs in the 80s and a few low 90s and a little bit breezy. Rain chances will stay low. By late Saturday, cooler high pressure drops in from the northern plains. Then on Sunday, that front will be south of us and we get some relief from the heat. Highs will stay in the 70s with a few low 80s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low 80s, mid to upper 40s overnight, upper 80s to about 90 in the north central counties, low to mid 50s for the overnight hours. We'll be in the upper 80s northeast and tonight upper 50s, upper 80s and low 90s southwest, tonight upper 40s and low 50s, upper 80s and low 90s south central, tonight mid 50s to upper 50s, southeast around 90 today and upper 50s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in front of us. Right now, cancer research is saving lives. Cancer research, funded by the V Foundation, is leading to new discoveries and new treatments, and ultimately, one day, victory over cancer. Right now, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer in their lifetime. Now is your moment. You may save someone you love. The V Foundation has the skill, the speed, and the strength to achieve victory over cancer. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.